This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Join us for some weekend listening with a little bit of a looser vibe. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Grudge.
Today we'll talk about Elizabeth's experience with Orange Theory and my experience with the eclipse. And first, Elizabeth, something making us more happier. What is making you more happier?
Yes. Well, Gretz, you just mentioned Orange Theory. Yeah. I finally went. So let me remind you of the background of this, which is that I put on my 24 for 24 list that I was going to do Orange Theory 50 times.
That
Orange
is bold.
Orange Theory is a fitness class.
Okay.
That I had never done before, right. I should mention, when I made this decision. I did say, if I like it, if I don't like it, I'll pick something else.
Yeah.
And it's now April, and I still had not done an Orange Theory class. So I was sort of grappling with myself, like, okay, I either have to take this off my list, or I need to do it.
Because if you were going to do it, you needed to get going on your...
Yes, yes.
Can I just say, by the way, I had never heard of it until you mentioned it. And now, of course, I see mentions of it all the time. It's how that is.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the reasons I even got inspired to do Orange Theory is that Teddy Mellencamp, who is a former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills and has a podcast that I love about the housewives, she does Orange Theory at the place where I'm going.
Ooh.
So hopefully I'll have a Teddy Mellencamp sighting.
Okay, but describe it. What's the nature of it?
So Orange Theory, it's a class where you do a combination of treadmill, rowing machine, and hand weights.
Oh, okay.
Essentially.
So it's a class.
It's a class. Okay. It's a 60-minute class. There's pumping music. And it's very engaging because you're constantly, you know, you're walking, you're running, you're rowing, you're doing this exercise, that exercise. And I really loved it. I will say that I came out sort of feeling like I'd been at a casino. Like I was like, wait, did an hour pass? Yeah. Did 10 hours pass? What is happening here? Yes. No, I went in the middle of the day on a Saturday and I came out fully expecting it to be dark. And then I go, oh, it's 1:15. Okay. But it just felt so good. And I talked about this on Happier in Hollywood. It felt so good just to do something that I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
Gretchen, I've been reading about how we all do need more cardio.
I need more cardio.
So I got this idea of adding more cardio. So, wow, it's a new thing. So I did, at the end of the class, decide I'm recommitting to my 50 Orange Theory classes. So I basically need to try to go twice a week.
Wow.
And I downloaded the app, and I did sign up for my next two classes so that... I won't just be like, well, that was great. Yes. I'm never doing that again.
Right, like me in cryotherapy. Is it the kind of thing where you have to concentrate so hard on what you're doing that you sort of don't notice how much you wish you weren't doing it kind of thing? Or like how strenuous it is because it's just so absorbing to just follow the directions?
Yes.
Oh, I do like that. I do like that about classes. Yeah.
Yes. And two other things I like about it. One, it really is for you where you are at fitness-wise because you ultimately are in control of how fast the treadmill is going, how hard you're pulling on the rowing machine. And then also, Gretchen, in fact, you should see a class because it is the ultimate obliger situation. One, you have to sign up for the class, and they do often fill up. So you really kind of do need to sign up. And then during the class, someone is telling you what to do every second. So you're answering to the coach basically minute by minute. Not only that, but your heart rate is on a screen where you can see it.
Oh, so you can't shirk.
So you are actually, yes, you are seeing if you are in the gray zone or the green zone and you want to be in the orange zone for a certain amount of time.
Is that Orange Theory?
And that's why it's called Orange Theory. So it's an obliger's heaven because there's a lot of accountability.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm impressed that you did it. And it's fun to do something new. It's fun to keep your promise to yourself. It's fun to try something new. I'm sure it's a great workout if it's all new things.
I was very sweaty afterward and I'm very sore. That was gratifying. Yeah. So I'll report back to you on how I do. Yeah. I'm hoping by talking about it a lot on the podcast that's
another obliger.
Encourages me.
Right. Be on the record.
Be on the record and to follow through now. But, you know, the first one is so hard when it's something you haven't done.
Yeah.
Because it's just daunting. Yeah. And the second one is daunting as well, but it's slightly less daunting.
So do you think if a person feels self-conscious, is this like everybody's so in their own world? Because I think sometimes people don't like classes because they feel self-conscious. Like everybody's doing something and there's a big mirror. And like if you're out of step or whatever, or you can't do what everybody else is doing, you feel like you stick out. Is this the kind of thing where it's just like everybody's just so focused on themselves that it's good for people who might feel self-conscious?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like everyone is very much in their own world. Even though everybody's, you know, heart rate is up on the screen, nonetheless, you're just focused on yourself.
Right.
Sarah asked me, how many people were in the class? And I said, I don't even know. I was so focused on me. So I'm sure that'll get less so as I do it more, but nonetheless, you're really worried about yourself.
I mean, one thing, I don't like things that are rackety. Like the idea that it's loud, I'm sure everybody's, they're just, their exercise is loud. And then there's all the music to me. I'm like, oh gosh, that's one thing that, I don't know.
Not appealing.
That might not be appealing to me. Well, there's all this research showing that music helps people like move in rhythm and keep their energy up and not feel as tired. And I mean, that's why they do it, because it works so well. So there's good reason for it. Well, well done. We just passed the 100th day of the year recently.
Yes.
And you're on track.
Well, If I do it, I'll be on track.
Okay.
All right, Gretch, what about you? What's making you more happier?
Okay, so you know I'm doing these prompts from Paper Source because it's National Letter Writing and Card Writing Month. And I am finding it so fun. It's just, you know, I love ideas of everyday creativity. And so this has been really fun. I sent you your haiku.
Yes, I got my haiku. I love it. I put it on the wall near my computer so I can see it all the time.
And I never just send you mail.
No, it was so exciting. Now, I wasn't surprised since I knew you were sending.
I knew you
were going to be sending letters. Yes. I wasn't as surprised as I would have been at another time.
At another time. You weren't astonished.
But I was thrilled with my haiku.
But here's something. Okay, so you know that I do have a kind of embarrassingly large sticker collection because for some reason I just love, love, love stickers. And by the way, there has been an explosion in like super cool stickers, like adult stickers. But like, what does one do with one stickers? This is the thing. It's like, how do you put them to use? Because otherwise you just have this big stack of stickers and books. But so I've been creating my own postcards because I just take a card and put sticker, you know, whatever themed stickers make sense to somebody and then use the other side for a message and just send a postcard. I find that really fun. Like just, oh, I'll go through all my sticker books and see if I find a good image of a grandfather clock or, you know, or spell out a name and letter stickers. Anyway, so that's been super fun.
Well, and Gretchen, what I love about that is it is spending out because I think stickers are the kind of thing that can be hard if you're someone who hoards and saves.
Yes.
it can be hard to use a sticker, but ultimately that's the satisfaction is in using it. So I'm proud of you for spending out on your stickers.
Okay, but here's the embarrassing thing. You know when you do something and you're like, what am I doing? I'm a mystery to myself, like what is going on inside my brain? So one of my favorite books of stickers is the John Darien. I'll put a link. It's the John Darien sticker book. It's so beautiful. So I got it and I was like, this sticker book is so beautiful. I can't use it because I have to keep all the stickers. And then I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. What is the point of a sticker book if you don't use the stickers? So then I bought another identical sticker book. Now I can use my stickers because I know that I have. Now, why did I not store it at the store? There's literally a John Darien store in New York City, not to mention online.
Right.
I should have waited until I needed it, but I'm like, I know that I just will not be able to spend out. I will not be able to use stickers from the sticker book unless I know that I own a backup, which just makes no sense.
That's funny.
Anyway, I've partnered with Paper Source, as I said, for Write 24 and 24. April is National Card and Letter Writing Month. And, you know, Paper Source is a place. If you love handcrafted paper from around the world, if you like design, if you like sort of exclusive stationery supplies, if you want to get inspired, you can get anything you want for your letter writing, the stationery, the custom address stamps, how to make your own stationery. They've got all kinds of ideas, which are all very manageable. You do not have to be like top level to do these things. On their National Card and Letter Writing Month feature page and on social. If you go by one of their stores, you can look. I went by the one, there's one like four blocks from my house, so I went in just to see what they have. So fun. There's a free envelope decorating activity in April. So all of this you can find at papersource.com. You can get a 10% discount at papersource.com in April. Mm. And if you want the daily letter writing prompts, you can get those at happiercast.com/papersource. It's so much fun thinking of those and now executing on those. Yes. It's really a great way to have everyday creativity that, you know, the average person can do without spending a lot of time, energy, or money. My favorite thing.
Plus, we all love an excuse to buy any sort of stationery.
Yes, and everybody likes to get something fun in the mail. It's like win-win.
All right, Gretch, coming up, there's something you've been meaning to tell me about a new place in Kansas City, but first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flow Knit Wide Leg Pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen. Okay, Gretch, we're back, and there is something that you've been meaning to tell me. It's about my favorite subject, Kansas City.
Yes. Okay. So many listeners and readers sent me a link to make sure that I knew about this new museum that's opening in Kansas City. It's called The Rabbit Hole. There was a big article about it in the New York Times called A World Where Picture Books Come to Life. And that is exactly what this place is. It was once a tin can factory, and now it has 40 book-themed dioramas that are life-sized.
Oh, wow.
In this huge space, you can walk through it. It looks amazing. And here's the thing, Elizabeth. We were just in Kansas City. I had, like, written it on my calendar. I had talked to Mom and Dad about it. I was like, we've got to go. Our father went. He drove by to just, like, see where it was. It's like, he loves to just explore Kansas City. And I was all set to go, but then they were closed the days that we were there, and I had my speaking, so we couldn't do it. So anyway, it worked out that, so there I was in Kansas City. It had just opened. There was this big article, and yet I could not go. Very, very frustrating. But I'm so excited the next time I'm in Kansas City to do it. We should all do it. It'll be a great thing to do when we're all there. And, you know, I love children's literature, but I also do love picture books. this is like such a celebration of picture books. The people who started it are former bookstore owners, and they're also long-married artists, Pete Cowden and Deb Petted. I think it's by the old airport, you know, that area?
Yes.
But I am just so enchanted by this. We live within walking distance of the Toy Miniature Museum. I'm like, what is happening in Kansas City? It's like developing museums specifically for my idiosyncratic interests. It's bonkers.
Gretch, I think you're getting my power of manifestation. You're manifesting Kansas City to be this children's literature place.
There it is. I'll take it. So anyway, I can't wait to go. I feel like we'll go every time we're in Kansas City.
We'll have to do a video when we go.
Yes, it sounds very, very exciting.
Excellent. The Rabbit Hole. For anybody visiting Kansas City, check it out.
Check it out. Winstead's and the Rabbit Hole. It's the perfect afternoon. And now for a spotlight on a tool. I mentioned the Paper Source Challenge. You can also do that on the Happier app. If you're using the Happier app, there's an additional way to get the National Card and Letter Writing Challenge. You can find it on the home screen, and you can get the daily prompts for card and letter writing through April. You can also sign up by email by going to happiercast.com/papersource. It's just a really fun feature on the Happier app this month.
All right, Gretch, coming up, there is something I've been meaning to ask you, but first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/GretchenRubin.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Gretch, I have been meaning to ask you about the eclipse because New York had, I think, like 90%.
Yes.
More than we had here in LA. Tell me all about your eclipse experience. It feels very five senses.
It was very five senses.
Related.
It was so much fun. Okay, so first of all, I want to give myself a huge gold star. I was very impressed with myself because, you know, you need glasses if you want to really see the eclipse. And I couldn't get my hands on any. But then I realized in 2017, we were dropping Eliza off at college, which was super exciting. And there was the eclipse. And I had glasses. And I thought to myself, huh, I wonder if I kept those glasses like in her memento box because it was something about that drop-off weekend. So it was kind of a very important milestone weekend. And I looked in her box, and sure enough, there they were. They were in perfect shape, and I looked it up, and I could use them. So I was like, I'm really impressed. Not only did I keep them, but I found yes. them. Like, I walked straight to them. So gold star for me. And it was super fun. I wanted to experience it with other people, so I went to Central Park, and it was so festive. There were so many people. There were like dogs and babies and like all these people. And everybody was just sort of chattering and laughing. And it was a gorgeous day. I mean, the magnolia blossoms, the daffodils, the forsythia. I was like, Central Park is like, okay, this is my chance to shine to a lot of people that don't come here all the time. Like, I'm going to bring it. It was so beautiful. And the thing that was really fun, so at 3:25, it was when it was like the totality where we were. It wasn't the total totality, but the totality press. The height of the eclipse was at 3:25 p.m. Everybody's got their glasses and everything. And then people started clapping.
Oh,
it was like
that's
nature,
cool.
Exciting.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And did it get dark?
It didn't get dark. It wasn't like nighttime, but it definitely changed. It was a very silvery light. It didn't look like dusk. It looked different. It was a very, very kind of silvery grayed out light. But you could still easily see, but you definitely knew that something was happening. What was surprising to me, and this is the five senses of it, is the temperature dropped noticeably. And like when it was nearing, when the sun was really getting the most obscured, it's like you could feel it dropping. You realize like, wow, that heat is really pouring out of the sun. You could feel it getting colder and colder, and then you could feel it warming up. That was something that I didn't remember. I think the 2017 eclipse where I was wasn't as much. And I don't remember experiencing, maybe I did. I don't remember experiencing that. This time it was quite remarkable.
Well, Gretchen, I noticed my friend Gage, who's a professor at Williams, went on a road trip with his son to get to totality. They were, it was like totality or bust.
Yes.
So people actually went, which is just so fun to have a mission. You know, you always say it's fun to have a mission.
A quest is more fun than a challenge.
And I love seeing that. Yeah,
I was surprised. I said to somebody, I'm surprised this is such a bigger deal. Like, people seem to be taking this much more seriously. Like, you're reading about how it's like all these towns are benefiting from all these unexpected tourists, and they're just like worried, like there's not enough emergency room coverage for all these people. And I said to somebody, it didn't feel this big in 2017. I guess it's a much more dramatic eclipse, this one was, in the United States.
Well, Gretch, I'm embarrassed to say I did not get glasses. As it was about to happen, I was on the phone with Sarah. She had her glasses. We were trying to figure out
Sarah.
Yes, of course Sarah had glasses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the thing we did in school with the box? And she's like, do you have tinfoil? She was trying to walk me through figuring out how to make
like a pinhole
thing to watch it,
which
I did not do, but she narrated it for me.
Okay,
and Jack at school, they had glasses and all went out and looked at it. So he saw it.
Well, and how much was it in Los Angeles?
I'm not sure. I think maybe about 25%.
So did the light change outside?
No, it really didn't change the light from what I could tell. But for sure, if you had the glasses, you could see something very cool.
Yeah, so. No, with the glasses, I could see just the sliver of the sun. It really was remarkable.
And I read, Gretch, that those glasses are 1,000 times more protective than sunglasses.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So you don't want to look at it with sunglasses.
No. No, there was a kid who wasn't looking right at the sun, but he was sort of flipping his glasses up and down. And then he started to kind of look up, and I was like, hey, buddy, don't be looking at the sun. But I think that message got shared. I feel like everywhere you looked for a couple of days, it's like, whatever you do, do not look directly into the sun.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, that's so fun. Yep. I love that you got to experience that.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Gretch, what's our quotation this week?
This comes from Benjamin Franklin's The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin, a book that I highly recommend, especially to anybody interested in doing their own happiness project. It's very much in that vein. He wrote, "On the whole, though I never arrived at the perfection I had been so ambitious of obtaining, but fell far short of it, yet as I was, by the endeavor, a better and happier man than I otherwise should have been had I not attempted it." So, Elizabeth, that is what I will say to you if you get to Orange Theory 42 by the end of 2024, because you will be a better and happier woman than you would have been had you not attempted it.
Good point.
Yes. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am more happier, Gretchen. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Threads, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, do you think you'd ever do Orange Theory with a friend? Like, I know you like to go hiking with other people. Would you ever do this? Or you just want the freedom to go whenever it suits you and not try to coordinate?
Probably don't want to try to coordinate it. I did tell a friend of mine I went and asked if she was interested. Yeah. But it's more like if the stars align and we're there at the same time.
Right.
I don't think coordinating is tough.
Coordinating
is tough. I think it's a solo. And also, as I said, you don't really talk during it.
Sure.
So it's not as if you'd be having much of a social thing.
Right,
happening.
Whereas the hiking in Framing Canyon is such a great way to connect with a friend. Interesting.
But I'll let you know.
Yeah. From the Onward Project.